another. And have you ever, either as an adult or perhaps as a child, collected anything? Perhaps stamps or just shells? Well, in the US, FBI agents have seized a series of arrowheads, pots, skulls, and even a full skeleton from a 91-year-old antiques enthusiast who's been collecting these items since childhood. As Jonathan Crane reports, it remains somewhat of a mystery how on earth he came into the possession of so many ancient relics.
In sleepy rural Indiana, an FBI investigation's underway. Over the past few days, officers have been loading trucks with a treasure trove of priceless goods. Some they think may have been acquired illegally. But this is no mafia job. The house belongs to this man, 91-year-old Donald Miller, a World War II veteran. His amateur museum, connected by underground tunnels, looks like an Aladdin's cave. Amassed over eight decades, Miller's collection ranges from Native American tools to ancient Chinese pottery. The experts are almost speechless.
Frankly, overwhelmed. I have never seen a collection like this in my entire life, except at some of the largest museums.
The FBI is continuing to scrutinize the artifacts with the aim of returning them to their countries of origin. But the law in this area is complex. Authorities won't say if Miller has indeed committed a crime.
Over the last several months, an FBI investigation has determined that Mr. Miller may have knowingly and unknowingly collected artifacts, relics, and objects of cultural patrimony in violation of several treaties, federal and state statutes.
Miller is cooperating with the FBI. The pensioner's never made a secret of his vast collection. He used to take schoolchildren on tours of his museum, which even featured on local television a few years ago.